Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medications secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
Well, Chris, it happened. Brian Burns is no longer a Carolina Panther. He's being traded to the New York Giants. Breaking news here, folks. No intro today. By the way, that's Chris Lee, Dennis Cox, Panthers Playbook. Like, subscribe, leave your thoughts in the comment section on Brian Burns being no longer a Carolina Panther. Chris, you tweeted this out. Dan Morgan was kind of in a lose-lose situation.
Absolutely. And I know it's going to be very easy to be upset with Dan Morgan at this point. But honestly, look at what his predecessor did before. He passed on two deals that would have given the Carolina Panthers first-round picks for Brian Burns, right? So Dan Morgan basically is working with the hand that he was dealt, right? You're either going to have to pay Brian Burns and not have any room to do any of the other stuff that they plan on doing, or signing Robert Hunt, who they signed, who they've agreed to a deal to today, or you're going to lose Brian Burns after the tag is over, because you're not going to be able to tag him for the second time. Because you may have to use that on Derrick Brown next year. And so there's like a whole like avalanche of things that have happened. And I know we'll talk about it, but the Panthers are losing people that probably they needed to lose in order to move forward. Now, I have other thoughts about that, but just in general, just to wrap up what this trade was about. They got fleeced by the New York Giants for a second and a fifth. That is nothing for Brian Burns, but you needed to get something out of this. Mm-hmm. If not, Brian Burns was going to walk after the season for nothing, or you needed to pay him and you would have had no room to pay anybody else. And it's not Dan Morgan's fault. Scott Fitterer didn't leave him any other room to operate outside of this. The Panthers were at a lose-lose situation right here, going into this trading situation. And so the Giants could come in, swoop in, get a great player for little to nothing, and they're fine. The Panthers have been screwed, and that was Scott Fitterer's fault.
Yeah, so Brian Burns agreed to a 5-year contract with the New York Giants. I think that was probably like the contingency of the trade taking place. 5 years, max value $150 million. So you're looking at $30 million a year. I don't think the Panthers could have afforded that. Now, I think the deal is about $87.5 million guaranteed. So essentially the first 3 years of the contract guaranteed. The Panthers weren't going to be able to afford that. With all the holes that they had to fill, they already were in a pretty tough salary cap situation for not only just for this year, but just going forward. Heck, we've seen them in the last couple of days announce that they're going to release Bradley Bozeman, which isn't going to give them much salary cap relief at all. They're going to release safety Von Bell, which is only going to give them about $1 million worth of cap space as well.
Well, he was set to make over $10 million this year.
He was, so but dead cap money though is still $9 million dead cap hit. Yeah. So you're only freeing up $1 million in terms of cap space. Same thing with like Bradley Bozeman. You're not clearing up a whole bunch. Hayden Hurst, the release of him is only going to save this season $52,000 on the salary cap. Now, I understand in 2025, you're going to save cap money and all that stuff. I totally understand that. But still, the Panthers are actually getting rid of guys, and they're not getting a whole lot of value in terms of cap savings for getting rid of some veteran players. It seems like Dan Morgan and that whole new front office, whatever, his lead now as a general manager, we're getting our own guys. Like, no longer have Fitterer signings, no longer have any of that kind of stuff. It's he, Dave Canales, we're getting our own guys, and that's what they're doing moving forward. That's at least that's what that feels like. Okay, you got a second-round pick from the New York Giants. I'm not sure if that's going to be pick number 39 or pick number 47 because the Giants have two second-round picks, and you got a second. I mean, sorry, you got a fifth on top of that, but nonetheless, I don't think they're going to be able to sign Brian Burns to that deal, like you said, and then still pay Derrick Brown, especially when you see Christian Wilkins get a 4-year, $110 million deal as an interior defensive lineman. I'm sorry, Derrick Brown's probably thinking dollar signs in his mind right now, too.
And this is a long-term play. You brought up the 100% dead money for this year, but then we talk about 2025. Mm-hmm. The Panthers are going to have some room to operate, either to help Bryce get more weapons to protect or whatever.
Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG Advantage.
What's the JAG Advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG Advantage.
Learn how you can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medications secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
Because if you think about it, we've said this on this show a bunch of times, Dennis, they're not going to have a lot of room to one, sign people. And already you have some taken away because of the signing of Robert Hunt, which we'll talk about that. But then also, like, they didn't have a lot of draft capital. Now they get, you know, two more draft picks back, but you still don't have a first. You have another second and you have another fifth. So at the end of the day, like, no matter what they did, you're not going to be able to, like, have a complete turnaround this offseason. So you needed to make a few moves to give you some room and some play for next year's offseason and for the year after that. And this is pretty much where they are. And I didn't necessarily expect to lose four starters from the defense. But essentially, you knew that it was possible to really lose two. And I kind of, in the back of my head, thought that Brian Burns may not be playing for the Carolina Panthers. Frankie Louvu may not be playing for the Carolina Panthers. And we lost Von Bell. We lose Dante Jackson. That's another guy that we kind of somewhat expected to be gone. And so, you know, this is a real rebuild instead of what we were, the bill of goods that we were sold before in 2020 and in 2023. We were told that, no, we've got enough on this roster. We can go win now. Did we win now?
No, not.
Do we win?
You won the Chicago Bears, the first overall pick. That's what you won.
We didn't win, okay? And in the process, Scott Fitterer traded away all of our picks for Sam Darnold, for Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
For Matt Corral, for DJ Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Like, so right now, Dan Morgan is cleaning up. So for all the fans out there who may be mad at Dan Morgan, what else could he have possibly done?
Yeah. By the way, the fifth round pick is actually a 2025 fifth round pick. So you're not going to get that pick until next year. Not even this year. Okay. It's next year. So I think it's going to be the higher.
We're finding this stuff out as we go along.
Exactly. So I think it's going to be the higher of the two picks. But nonetheless, you look at this defense, no more Brian Burns. No more Frankie Louvu. They're going to release Dante Jackson. They're releasing Von and Bell. That's four starters off your defense.
Yeah.
That's four guys you got to replace. Mm-hmm. Four guys got to replace. It's the rebuild. It seems like the way things are going to go, at least this offseason, it's building around. Had something to say here, Chris?
Yeah, well, I will say this. And if this ends up happening, I don't feel too terribly bad about losing Brian Burns. But mm-hmm. there was a report. And I don't know how much legs it has to it right now that the Carolina Panthers are targeting Patrick Queen. Now, he's not as good as Brian Burns, right? But he's different position, but he's somebody who can rush the quarterback, because that's one of the things that we're worried about, right? Mm-hmm. Because without Brian Burns, we literally have nobody that you feel confident in that can rush the quarterback, and also the next person who is the best. Marquise Haynes, he's a free agent, so we could possibly lose him. And even if you re-sign him, you know, what are you really getting for it, right? So if that happens, at least you're getting, like, somebody from a legit defense, number one defense in the NFL, to come in and help anchor that defense. And so, you know, there are possibility you can get a few pieces here or there to fit in, and it could be a little bit cheaper than what you already had.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medications secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
By the way, Brian Burns, New York Giants are at the Panthers this coming year. Just want to point that out. Real
fast. He's going to sack Bryce like three times.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he's going to eat Ikem Ekwonu alive, I feel like. Now, if he's trying to rush maybe on the interior on a stunt, he's going to have to deal with the guy that the Carolina Panthers have agreed to a contract to, and Robert Hunt, offensive lineman they picked up from the Miami Dolphins. According to our friend Joe Person from The Athletic, Joe Person actually gave some numbers and some stats on Robert Hunt this past season. Robert Hunt, 6'6", 330 pounds, by the way, big dude, very athletic guys, age 27 years old. Panthers agreed to a 5-year, $100 million deal with $63 million guaranteed. Robert Hunt had the lowest pressure rate, just 0.8% among all O-linemen in 2023. He gave up one sack and three pressures and 315 pass block snaps. That's it. That's it. I'm sorry. What was the talking point a lot of this past season for the Carolina Panthers when it comes to Bryce Young? Couldn't protect his ass, could they? Well, guess what? Now you got someone that can help on the interior of that, because everyone that played on the interior of the offensive line, including Bradley Bozeman, that the Carolina Panthers are going to be getting rid of, were like turnstiles at metro stations. They were just like revolving doors, just letting people through. That's what they were. So you know what? You shored up the one thing on the offense, or at least part of it, that you needed to fix when signing Robert Hunt. Props to you on getting that job done.
So I tweeted this out earlier today, too, and I just kind of put out like his snapshot from Pro Football Focus. He was the sixth best graded guard from the NFL last season. And each year since he was drafted in 2020, his grade has gotten higher and higher. He literally gets better every year. Went from a 66 grade up to a 67, to a 72 in 2022, to a 76 last year. So he's legit. He went from 50 to 36 to 12 to sixth best. Okay. And so he's getting better, right? He's somebody who's, again, you said 6'6", 335 pounds, but athletic as hell.
Oh,
because
yeah.
He's been used in passing schemes from the Miami Dolphins. He's caught a pass from Tua Tagovailoa.
He did.
And so, like, you can use him to pull, to do whatever you need him to do against somebody. And I'm initially thinking, if Austin Corbett is healthy, Robert Hunt was on the right side of the line for the Miami Dolphins. But I'm assuming the Panthers are going to keep what they have on the right side if Corbett is healthy. Have him, Moten, those two together have worked well when they get a chance to be healthy together and they're playing together. So I'm thinking Robert Hunt is next to Ikem. And once you find a center, you put this whole thing together and maybe you have a better unit than what you had last year. Let's keep a few things in mind. You brought it up. The interior of the offensive line was mainly where the real issue was. Another big part of the issue was Bradley Bozeman clearly wasn't very good at identifying what, protection packages they need and to identify pressures so that Ikem Ekwonu can be aware of things. Because we've seen a few times where Ikem was maybe guarding a guy on the inside, the guy on the outside is just a free shot to Bryce Young. And yes, Ikem should be more situationally aware than that. But also, that goes on the center who's in charge of the entire group, who should be calling that out to people when they see it.
It's center, Bryce, it's quarterback, it's play call, center, it's the whole deal.
It's all that. So you have a new coach, new play caller. The only thing that's the same is the quarterback in that case. And we can give him a pass because he had 1 year. Mm-hmm. So I like this move, honestly. And, you know, it hurts seeing what the Carolina Panthers have lost. But honestly, I'm not walking away from today feeling like, oh, this team is in the dumps. We've been in the dumps.
You went 2-15 last season.
We've been in the dumps.
Yeah.
So, like, to if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and keep failing, that is what insanity is. So you've got to do things that feel like it hurts in the moment. So we're not going to have Brian Burns. It hurts. I love Brian Burns. I would love to keep him there. But in order to move forward, some people are going to have to get cut. It's just how it is.
Yep.
And you've got to expect this, because this is going to be a completely new team under a completely new regime.
When you go 2-15, no one's job safe. Simple as that. Even your best players. When you're 2-15,
nobody.
That's just how it works. Nobody. Well, that's Panthers playbook for this week. That's simple as that. You know what? We said it. This is a rebuild year. This honestly feels like just a complete reset. Dave Canales, Dan Morgan, the whole group, restart this sucker.
That's what was needed.
Restart this sucker. You know what? Yeah. It stinks you don't have a first-round pick this season. Someone else is going to have it for you. But you know what? You got to start somewhere. I expect this by 2026, in all honesty. Take a couple years to really rebuild this. Dave Canales, build the culture up. Really start to establish what you want to do. Get the right guys that you want, not someone else's signings, not someone else's draft picks. The guys that you want, get them in the locker room, and then move forward.
I just want to bring this up really quick. I was listening to Sheena Quick, who was a huge. She had this first, I believe, saying that this was a possibility. But I went into her room the other day, and they were kind of talking today. I don't know why I said the other day. Today, earlier today, a few hours ago, they were talking about this potential trade. And a lot of the Panthers fans were saying stuff like, it feels like everybody good that we have, we end up trading them away. And I guess that technically is the case since Scott Fitterer, right? Before we had the problem with Marty Herney, where he'd overpay for guys and we keep them maybe for too long. I would say to Panthers fans this, be patient with Dan Morgan. He's cleaning up a huge mess right now. And, you know, this, I don't think he can be 100% graded on what he does this offseason, because a lot of this offseason is just literally getting back to square one. Can we get a nice foundation? Okay, now we need to build on that foundation 2025 and beyond. And so he's just making sure there's no cracks in the foundation right now. There are plenty of cracks that he needs to fill in, and that may mean to also move a few pillars that we were expecting to have. So I just want to put that out there. It's going to look different. This is going to be another painful year.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Dennis are right here for the ride with you guys.
Yes, we are. That's why you got to subscribe right here on 99.9 The Fan's YouTube page. And that's why you got to smash that like button and leave your thoughts in the comment section below. We are. We're here for you to vent. And you know what? Vent in the comment section. If you hate it, say so. If you like it, say so. Let us know in the comments section below. But again, make sure you stay subscribed here on the Fan's YouTube page. That way we can always keep you updated on all the stuff that's happening. Until next time, be good to yourselves and enjoy the beautiful sunshine that we actually do have here in the state of North Carolina.
And if you ever see us, ask for a hug, because you might need it this year.
Yeah, well, we need a lot of hugs.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at WakeMed.org.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.